All right, let's bring in Doug Deacon. Deke, how are you, buddy?
Well, much better after yesterday.
Absolutely.
Good win.
That was a good butt kicking by our defense.
It's always nice when the backups can come and the starters can be sitting in the end when the game's that far out of reach, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, the thing, you know, we've all been talking about is what's wrong with our defense? What's wrong with our defense? Well, you know, yesterday, obviously, that's not a good offensive line, and you had a rookie quarterback, but they did what, you know, you're supposed to do when you get a team like that.
Yeah. And last week, Deke, you know, Myles Garrett kind of called out the defense. We had a little bit of a problem with that because he hadn't been playing great the first two games. But he led the way. I mean, he was magnificent yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, you know, in leadership. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to back it up. And he backed it up yesterday.
Yes, he did. I mean, he was so good in this game. 4.5 sacks, the most in franchise history. How well did you think the rest of the defense played overall, Deke? Not just Myles Garrett, but like Clowney and Tack McKinley and JOK played great in this game.
Well, I think the numbers were kind of indicated they just dominated it.
Domination.
I think it gave them the ability really to play a little tighter coverage. I don't think they were as off as much as they were the week before. And I think if you're a defensive back, I would imagine you'd want to come up and just challenge the guy. And I think they enjoyed it because once they got the lead, the coverage got tighter.
Deke, when you look at – I've been saying all day, I think there's three things that we were questioning coming into the game that all got A-plus grades. Odell's, will he look like himself when he comes back? The defense, and do you trust the kicker? And they all excelled yesterday. Which has you most excited of the three?
Well, obviously the kicker because he's from Illinois.
That's right.
That was impressive, huh?
250 yeah, it was. Plus it was. I mean, you give him credit. I mean, he nailed them all of them. And you know, depending on which way you're kicking, sometimes it can get in your head. But it didn't bother him at all. He smoked them all. But I think having Odell back, obviously with Jarvis gone, is a big plus. And he was the most targeted, but. You know, by the same token, it wasn't like they were trying to force the ball to him yesterday. I think Baker came out a little too much anxiety. He airmailed a couple passes, yeah. Then he started to calm down. And you got to give the Bears credit. I mean, if they're going to win games, they're going to win it with their defense. It's not going to be with that offense.
Did you think that Odell looked like, I mean, he looked completely healthy.
It looked like the Odell we were hoping we had.
Right. We got to see that for the first time in a long time. Hopefully he can sustain it and stay healthy because, especially right now with Landry out, they need him.
Well, yeah, and he said he was exhausted after the game. And I think, besides the physical part, I think the mental part. I mean, when you've had one of those injuries and you come back and you're wondering, is it going to hold up? And you start, kind of worrying about it. But, he did look like it didn't bother him at all. And, he gave it everything he could for as long as he could.
Deke, how about the run game yesterday?
I think the Bears, obviously, that's a good front. I mean, they've got some you take, Khalil Mack, Quinn, those are good football players. And, Nick Chubb had a little trouble getting off at the beginning of the game. But,
He did.
They just wore the Bears down. I mean, they had the ball almost twice as much as the Bears. And, Kareem brings you a different type of runner. He's more of a quick jitterbug type guy where, Nick, he's a power runner, just runs through tackles, and he just couldn't find many lanes early on. Towards the end of the game when they were starting to wear out, he was still fresh and, he could find some.
Deke, I heard somebody saying last week that because so many starters have played so little in the preseason and there's less and less training camp, that early in the season, the better athletes are getting the advantage, right? So when it comes to pass rush, right, the defensive linemen are generally better athletes than the offensive linemen, and so the defensive lines have been performing pretty well overall around the league, whereas in the passing game, the wide receivers are generally better athletes in the corners. No offense, Dustin, but that's why they're having success in the passing game. Do you buy that theory?
I don't know if I buy it. I think, just the lack of playing time together at full speed – you know, unlike, you know, you apologize to Dustin, but you're saying that the defensive linemen are better athletes than the offensive linemen.
Come on, Bull.
No, I'm taking exception. No.
That's true. You're right, Deke. I should apologize to you, too.
I'm just kidding. No, I know what you're saying. And, yeah, you know, obviously, you know, the defensive guys, especially the ends, are much better, I think, athletes in most tackles. But that's why, you know, the tackles, you know, you got to have a tackle that has good feet so they can get in front of the guy. As far as, you know, the wide receivers and the defensive backs, yeah, I think, if you know, when you get a stud, you know, wide receiver and you've got a, you know, a stud defensive back, I'll take the wide receiver majority of the time.
Yeah, you know, Deke, JOK had his best game so far, obviously. He graded out at 93.9 with Pro Football Focus. It was, I think, the highest grade on the Browns yesterday. How did you grade his performance personally?
I think, you know, he's a wild card. I mean, he can come from anywhere, and, you know, he's so quick, and he ducks underneath the big guys. He went by Jason Peters once, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, boy, if this guy gets his hands on him, you know, he's going to be dead. But he couldn't because he was gone by him. And I think the other guy yesterday that, you know, showed up pretty good, the rookie, was Felton. I mean, he averaged close to, 13 yards or 14 yards per punt return. Yeah, I think almost 15.
He leads the league in punt return yardage.
Yeah, and you know, last year our longest punt return was 13 yards. I mean, so here's a guy that's giving you a lot of juice in the punt return game.
We're talking about Deke. I'm trying to think, like, you know, about you matching up with one of your old defensive lineman teammates. I mean, what do you think if you had to get on the line with I don't know, Joe Jones right now? How you holding up?
I don't know how Joe's doing now. Yeah. See, now,
is he clotheslining anybody these days?
Al Zato, I know I can line up against him because he's not with us anymore.
Oh,
but
gosh.
You know, Lyle was a guy that, you know, was a big power guy. You know, one of the best defensive linemen we had was Jerry Shirk, and, you know, fortunately he was a defensive tackle, so, you know, I didn't have to mess with him. But if Jerry had not got a staph infection, I think he probably would have been in the Hall of Fame.
Deke, did you have other jobs during the off season those days?
Yeah, my first year I went back to school. My second year, I had a knee operation, so I was a substitute teacher. And then my third, fourth, fifth year, I think I worked for the government.
So wait a second, you're a substitute teacher in Cleveland?
No, back home in Illinois.
Okay. So like, did the students know you were a professional football player?
Yeah, they kind of did, but you know, it was nice because for discipline reasons, I could just say, "Hey, you guys, I got another job, so I really don't care if you get out, you know, get out of line, and I got to whack you." So it just the words of intimidation, you know, and you know, being 6'5" and probably 260 at the time.
Yeah,
but that was an interesting thing. And in fact, I have one bubblegum card that on the back of it says I taught German in the off season. Well. They sent me to a class and it was German, and I happened to take German when I was in high school. But I mean, you just sit there and kind of babysit them. But I thought it was, you know, kind of a funny answer when they asked me what you do in the off season.
You know, it's funny because when I first graduated from college, I was a substitute teacher as well. And your story reminded me that one time I was substitute teaching for Spanish, but I don't know how to speak Spanish. I had no clue how to. It was just like, okay, sit in your seat and just twiddle your thumbs or whatever. I don't remember what I did, but
well,
I wasn't teaching Spanish.
The junior high was tougher than the high school. I mean, those juniors.
Much tougher.
Oh,
much tougher.
They'd try, you know, on anything. And then in high school, they had one class they had me, sent me in where it was all the troublemakers. So I'm in there and kids, you know, mouthing off and everything. I said, okay, give me, you know, 25 sit-ups. I made them do sit-ups. Then I made them do push-ups. So I, you know, I had a free period. I went to the coach's office, sat around. Bell rang. Yeah. Coach comes in. He said, "Hey, you almost killed that kid." I said, "What?" Yeah. You know, he had swimming the next period, and he cramped up. And I go, "Oh my God, am I lucky?"
Oh my gosh!
All right, Deke. Good stuff, man. All right, enjoy your road trip to Minnesota. You got your restaurant ready. What's going on?
Don't know Minnesota that well.
Mm. Yeah, you guys don't go there very often.
And then, you know, and I tell you, with the COVID, you just don't go outside the hotel right now. So, you know, you're pretty much where you land.
All right, Deke. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Browns analyst Doug Deke.